catch a baby, do the dog catch a
dog.
You go, dog.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And it's Wednesday, my dear friend Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, man.
Welcome back, man.
Look at you, dude.
Did you have fun? Have you talked about it yet?
Great time in Oregon. A little bit last night. How clean it is, how nice it is, no graffiti, not all the gangs.
Right.
You know.
By the way, clean might be an interesting transition into an inevitable subject that we cannot overlook. And that was the wall of fart.
That I walked into.
Tim.
You and Andy were sitting in here.
See, that wasn't no LAPD fart.
Andy's with LAPD, a great lieutenant with LAPD, and Arsenio Hall were in the studio before I got in.
Not a lieutenant.
And I walked in, I opened up the door, and I walked in, I thought, wow, is that door still closed? I hit a wall or something. And somebody in here had a major nervous fart. Now, I'm not gonna accuse anybody.
Like,
but
because I've been on vacation, I can't control my sphincter. I'm nervous.
Listen, I don't know what, you know, whether it was the airport traffic or doing the Leno show that got you guys crazy, but somebody is a little nervous.
Here's the thing, Tim. You walk in, you start going through your notes, and you're looking on the computer, and then I say, Tim, it smells like farts in here. And then you were like, oh, yeah, it's horrible. And
I know, but I didn't. Hey, listen.
You have been working for 10 minutes.
I know, but you've had your own national talk show, and you hosted the MTV Awards 4 times. I'm not going to go, hey, did you fart in there?
But can I say something? Clearly, hosting the MTV Awards is not a credit for how funny you are anymore. That ended this week. That was a time with pride. I used to say that the two longest running consecutive hosts for the MTV Awards were myself and Chris Rock. I'm proud of that category.
And that stays today. That still exists.
To this day, the only people they've invited back 3 or 4 times.
And you did it 4 times?
Yeah, I think we did it. We're tied, whatever it is. And by the way, he probably could have done it another year, but I think he wanted to do the Oscars. I think he wanted to move to a classier neighborhood.
Right. Now, have they asked you to do it again? I mean, like a retro...
Since I turned 50? Have they decided that maybe...
Do you get MTV in your house?
No, not... You know what? I still have cable. I think there's going to be a problem on January 2009.
Does On TV offer MTV? Or the Z Channel?
Hey, by the way, what happened... 2009, January. What do I have to do? Is it my 8-track will stop working?
Your TV's going to stop working.
Okay.
Unless you have a digital box, you won't be able to use a standard antenna.
Okay, well, you got to give me a number or something so I can...
Yeah, you're fine. You have cable, right?
I have an Etch-a-Sketch.
I was up in Oregon. I swear to God, this is true. Mm-hmm. But I was driving up past Portland through Longview and Kelso area, and I saw a hotel, a little motel there on the side of the freeway, and it said, free color TV. Free color TV. Like, wow, look at that, man. That must be a 4-star hotel. Free. You don't have to put any quarters into that color TV. Free color TV.
Can we talk about Russell Brand, please? Before I get distracted.
Russell Brand. Now, the host, I've never heard of this guy before.
Dog.
The host of the MTV Awards. Ugh. Evidently, the ratings were through the roof, and they've asked him back next year.
That's why I'm afraid of the upcoming election. I understand that I really don't know my fellow Americans. I don't know them, and we are not in sync.
Right. All right. Well, I was watching a little bit of the MTV Awards, and, because I like to keep hip. I'm with that hip crowd there.
Yes, you are.
And I was listening to, Russell Brand got a huge, huge, reception. And I've never heard of the guy before, and I looked at him, I go, well, that's sort of an odd look he's got trolling around there.
Now, he's not a musician, he's a humorist, correct?
I think he's a comic. I think he's a stand-up comic. I think that's what he does.
He looks like he should be able to play a Stratocaster.
Yeah. Anytime you have to have a hairstyle or a wardrobe or some kind of props on stage,
yeah,
It's because
by the way, two out of three of that
list is lacking humor.
Two out of three of that list killed me in my early career. Hair, wardrobe. If I had had props, I would have had to walk out of the room. I would have had to leave the fart chamber because fashion and hair was a big part of my career.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about you know, big hair, big glasses.
That's your hook.
You know, big. Yeah, that's your hook.
Yeah,
and your, you know, your props. I think it was Rodney Dangerfield who said, he had a very funny line. He said, I have comedy in my blood. I just wish I had it in my act.
It's a funny joke, but yeah, prop guys get a bad rap. You know, when you see a guy light underwear on fire and say, blazing saddles, you know, that's the guy that ain't going to get much respect in the comedy community. I hate a comic with a trunk. Bring your trunk on your neck. Your trunk should be on your neck.
Your trunk.
Your props.
Hey. That's very funny. Hey,
by the way, you know what they say?
No.
Put lipstick on Tim Conway Jr. Yeah, and he smells like the big stud fish that he is. Yeah!
Yeah. You can spray aerosol in the studio, but it's still a fart.
Yes,
all right,
is.
Here's, if you missed it.
Wrap that in newspaper.
Yeah, Russell Brand from England. And, gang, you cannot go to another country and be funny. I mean, there are funny comics in the United States that can't go to Japan or Russia or India and be funny. You can't really, you know, step out of your own circle.
I can kill with White Castle jokes, but Strawberry Fields Forever, I have no take. I have no take.
All right, here's Russell Brand, who's the brand new host of the MTV Awards, and asked back for next year because ratings are up 20% with this guy. All right, here we go.
But let me assure you, if you are a little bit nervous, that I am famous in the United Kingdom, okay? Thank you. I mention that only because my persona don't really work without fame. Without fame, this haircut could be mistaken for mental illness. Now, as a rep...
Quite a reaction to that joke, huh? Here we go.
Could be mistaken for mental illness.
Oh, boy. How many people are in that MTV Awards? 5,000 people? Does this sound like 5,000 laughs to you?
Let me see.
No?
At best, that was an episode of Sanford and Son on the back lot of Warner Brothers. I can't imagine that was the MTV Awards outdoors at Paramount.
Right. This is the kind of laugh you get like on Larry King when the crew is laughing at something funny one of the guests says.
Now, as a representative of the global community, a visitor from abroad, I don't want to come across a little bit biased, but could I please...
Sounds like a chimney sweep, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like it should be on...
I did reminisce about Mary Poppins just for a moment.
It does sound like, you know, it was these chimney sweep awards, I think he's the best host.
Now, as a representative of the global community, a visitor from abroad, I don't want to come across a little bit biased, but could I please ask of you, people of America, to please elect Barack Obama. Please.
Yeah.
On behalf of the world.
That almost got as much reaction as that earlier joke about his hair.
Yeah, that's a cheap crutch.
Well, you know what bothers me? Here's the problem. You know, I'm very pro-American. Now, if you don't like George Bush, we discuss it and we deal with it. But if you're from someplace else, he's our George, okay? He's our George. You don't F with him.
Yeah.
He's our George Bush. I think I just dislike people from other countries. I think it's as simple as that.
It's
I'm not real sophisticated.
If you ever went to France, you would never do jokes about the president of France.
And I also thought he was writing down to us and kind of trying to push little buttons. You know, it's like me going to a Klan rally and saying, I love those sheets. You know, and then they're like, oh, he's
right,
really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he was really trying to play us with, oh, I know what you hate. Now let me write to you.
Yeah, but I mean, can you please elect Obama? He might as well just said, hey, aren't black people great, man?
Plus, you know what? The last thing white people in West Virginia want to hear is a guy from across the water telling them what he would like. because I'll tell you, I know a lot. You know, I was a major in whiteology.
Oh, yeah, you were at Kent State.
Minored in Caucasiology, yeah. Which is very similar, except for how much gym you have to take.
And that's the basis of the bet that we have on the election.
Oh, man.
I have $100
scary.
On Obama, and he has, Arsenio Hall has $100 on McCain.
Yeah, because I know my people. And I know your people. And all of them, when they get in the booth, will have Bradley disease. And they'll all freak out and say, I can't vote for that brother. I just can't do it.
All right, here we go. Russell Brand, everybody. Last night, or two nights ago, Sunday night. Three nights ago.
It's like Chinese food, though. It feels like it's been a long time ago and we need more comedy.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Barack Obama, please.
Please.
On behalf of the world.
And is he speaking for the world? Is he like, you know, is Russell Brand now like the head of the UN or
something?
Some
kind of rep? Is he Kofi Annan's little orphan white child? Where did he come from?
Some people, I think they're called racists, say America is not ready for a black president.
Well, then you are racist on that level.
You know what? See this... If Jamie Foxx did this joke, I'm cool.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
or if any American did it.
Yeah. If who is the white man with the tan from Dancing with the Stars? George Hamilton.
Oh yeah.
If George Hamilton did that joke, I'm cool with it. But I don't like him playing the game that he's playing.
Yeah, he's stirring it up over here.
Yeah. Get out of here, man. We you know, hey.
All right.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Russell Brand for the MTV Awards.
But I know America to be a forward-thinking country, right? Because otherwise, you know, would you have let that retarded cowboy fella be president for 8 years?
Oh, boy. All right.
He's our retarded cowboy.
Right.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
It's simply rude, I mean, to go over to another country and call the president or the premier of that country a retard.
Plus, they're not good jokes, Tim. He's just pushing little buttons.
There's no punchline there.
He's what Ralph Nader was doing politically. He's the white guy doing jokes to placate to black people, you know. I hear about your racism.
Yeah. It's like getting up in front of like a... You know, a synagogue and going, isn't that Hitler an a-hole?
I hate his mustache. How about it? Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah, he's a retarded guy, that Hitler. Oh, man.
We were very impressed. We thought it was nice of you to let him have a go, because in England, George Bush wouldn't be trusted with a pair of scissors.
All right. Now, Russell, let's try to step it up in this country. If you're going to come into this country and do comedy, let's not use references of running around with a pair of scissors. Yeah. We've moved on.
Absolutely. I mean, comedically, the year that joke was written, the quintessential Bush joke or old president joke, incompetent president joke, was written by Dennis Miller. It was at my house, we don't let grandpa mess with the garage door opener, cha-cha. You know, I mean, remember that? Now, that's going deeper. That's not going with your first or your second take. That's going a little deeper with incompetence or old incompetent or whatever. Right. This guy is so embryonic in his joke writing. He makes a guy like me, who at one time, I did do props for like a month when I started. He makes a guy like me annoyed. Blazing Saddles.
Hey, can we find any tape or any videotape of you ever doing prop comedy? Did you do that for like 10 minutes?
There was a moment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What was your good prop joke?
Well, you know what? I had this one prop.
You have a wig on? You did that? I'm the girl from Wendy's?
You know what? I had a toupee, and I would do Jimmy Carter. And I look at it like this. Not only did I have a prop, but I did an impression. So I was an impressionist with prop hair. And trust me, I did that at a black club called Mixed Nuts, and they were not happy about it. You know? Yo, man, you got a white man toupee, and you're doing Jimmy Carter. And I had the toupee in the trunk because I felt that eventually I had more
have
props. So I'll put my other props here. I had a trunk left over from when I was little. I used to do magic. So, by the way.
Oh, that's right. You did magic.
At that point, I was a two-time loser and I was only 20. A magician and a guy with a wig and a trunk. Russell Brand, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ. I'd love to have seen that.
Oh.
All right, Russell Brand with the MTV Awards.
We thought it was nice of you to let him have a go, because in England, George Bush wouldn't be trusted with a pair of scissors. Very sweet of you. I am obliged by broadcasting law to show some balance in this situation, which means the Republicans might be all right. Sarah Palin, she's a VILF, maybe a VILF, a vice president. I'd like to fumble, I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Now, see, Tim, that was the take maybe the first hour it was announced. You know?
Maybe.
You know, I'll tell you, first joke I wrote about Sarah Palin, I did it on The Tonight Show. I said that, you know, McCain also vetted three women from VH1's Rock of Love. Which I think is a good joke, okay?
Yeah,
come on,
good.
You know. I mean, this guy.
A little updated reference. I mean, a VILF.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, come on, Brand.
Yeah, you've got to at least watch some American TV before you start doing comedy here. We've pressed on from, MILF and VILF and running around with scissors.
I was at an NBA dinner. And Elton Brand did a better joke on on Governor Palin.
All right, here we go.
I do feel a little bit sorry for a daughter getting all pregnant. Poor kid.
Is it
a boy?
Ho, ho, ho. What's Jesse Jackson saying?
A daughter.
You're stupid.
I think that's what he said.
Okay, sorry Sorry for a daughter getting all pregnant. Poor kid. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? No, it's a PR stunt. Come on, be honest. And I feel most sorry for that poor teenage father boy. Bloody, one minute he's just a teenage lad in Alaska having joyful unprotected sex. The next minute, get to the Republican convention! I think that is the best safe sex message of all time. Use a condom or become Republican.
Oh, fuck, boy. All right, let's...
Hey, my father was Republican.
Yeah, and you...
I'm not having it, Tim.
Exactly. All right, let's play...
I'm a foreigner.
A part here that where I think he sounds like a chimney sweep from Mary Poppins. All right, you got that Poppins music?
Here
we go.
You got some Dick Van Dyke music?
All right, let's crank up that music. All right. Beautiful Mary Poppins music.
As a representative of the global community, a visitor from abroad, I don't want to come across a little bit biased, but could I please ask of you, people of America, to please elect Barack Obama? Please! On behalf of the world! Some people, I think they're called racists, say America is not ready for a black president.
It's so much better.
But I know America to be a forward-thinking country, right? Because otherwise, you know, would you have let that retarded cowboy fella be president for 8 years? We were very impressed. We thought it was nice of you to let him have a go, because in England, George Bush wouldn't be trusted with a pair of scissors. Very sweet of you.
Let me sound like he's a chimney sweep on the corner,
yelling at people. To show some balance in this situation, which means the Republicans... Sarah Palin, she's a VILF, maybe a VILF, a vice president. I'd like fondle, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do feel a little bit sorry for a daughter getting all pregnant. Uh-huh. Poor kid. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? No, it's a PR stunt. Come on, be honest. And I feel most sorry for that poor teenager.
Yeah, yeah, Tim! Timothy, 97.1 Free FM. Russell Brand in the evening.
All right, we got to take ourselves a break here.
I like
Welcome
this guy
back.
A little more now.
Yeah.
I think I was just jealous earlier. At the top of the hour, I was just jealous because I'm not hosting no more, and I'm jealous of this guy.
He is. You're not. He's terrible.
Stevie.
All right.
Oh, Stevie.
All right, folks. The comics that you think are sensational, there's only two categories when it comes to comics, funny and unfunny. Who would you put in the categories here, funny or unfunny? Maybe your favorite and one you can't stand.
And would they bring... Am I missing it? Would they bring this guy back next year?
I think they're gonna. Oh, yeah, 520-9710. But if they're listening to this show, they should play that chimney sweep music behind it. All Mary Poppins under this guy and have give him an umbrella and a broom.
Those gloves with no fingers?
That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's done funny chimney sweep. All right, five. You know what? It insults chimney sweeps. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of those guys with great sense of humor.
I see line two. I bet you that's Dick Van Dyke.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, so try to tune in every Wednesday.
Yeah, I know I'm only here one day, but we got to come up with, you know, I heard people say TNA, you know, and that's cute because of what TNA normally means. But we need something like I was listening to the radio this morning, we need something like Frangilla. You know, you ever listen to Frangilla?
Yeah.
When Stephanie Miller's not around in the morning, you know, Frangilla, hi, I'm Francis, and... To my right, Angela. That's Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, we need something cute.
Yeah, something like that, man. Randy, will you come up with something for the show? You got it.
He's not already overworked.
All right, funny stand-up comics and unfunny stand-up comics. Here's a very funny one. You'll recognize this voice immediately, man.
Can't stop getting ripped off. We're going to get ripped off. We think we're not. We think we're very clever. We think we're going to foil the crooks. You know, we go to the beach, go in the water, put your wallet in the sneaker, who's going to know? What criminal mind could penetrate this fortress of security? I put it down by the toe, they never look there. They check the heels, they move on. Well, you have to move a TV set in the backseat of your car, then you got to leave the car on the street for a few minutes, so you put a sweater It's a couple of sweaters, that's all. One of them is square with an antenna coming out of it.
That's some funny ass.
So feeble, the things we come up with, the foil crooks. Like the wanted posters at the post office. You're there, you got your package. You're trying to mail something. This guy's wanted in 12 states. Yeah, now what? Okay. You know, I check the guy standing in line behind me. If it's not him, that's pretty much all I can do.
Great bit.
Why don't they just hold on to this guy when they're taking his picture?
Classic.
That's a funny guy.
Classic bit, man.
Yeah.
Classic Seinfeld.
Here's another one I think you'll recognize immediately. One of the funniest men living today.
You know what cool thing about women? Women get to have platonic friends. He's my pal. He's my bud. He's my platonic friend. I love him like a brother. He's my bud, my platonic friend. Men don't have platonic friends, okay? We just have women we haven't yet. As soon as I figure this out, I'm in there. I mean, we got some platonic friends, but I got some, but they all by accident. Every platonic friend I got is some woman I was trying to f***. I made a wrong turn somewhere. And ended up in the friend zone. Oh, no. I'm in the friend zone.
We've been there.
Now, it sounds like the audience appreciates this a little more. Listen to the audience.
Oh, no.
The laugh works into the applause.
Yes.
Women keep platonic friends forever. Why? Because you never know. That's right. They get rid of girlfriends every 6 months. What happened to Pam? She thinks she cute. But they keep them platonic friends forever. Why? Because you never know. What happened to Carol? I can't hang with her. But they keep them platonic friends forever. Why? Because you never know. You know what a platonic friend is to a woman? It's like a d*** in a glass case. In case of emergency, break open glass.
That's a tremendous insult to all the great American stand-up comics. That
should have had that gig.
Yeah, that they have an English, an unfunny English guy hosting the show.
So many good young comics out there.
Yeah,
too.
And here's another fantastic comedian and a guy that I actually flew to Vegas to see back in the mid-'80s.
Can't stop getting ripped off. We're going to get ripped off.
Oh, no, that's the wrong dude.
Yeah, that was the wrong trip.
How about this one? Yeah. I would fly to Vegas to see that guy, too. But I flew to Vegas to the Sands Hotel to see Sam Kennison.
I'm going around the country. I'm trying to get as many people as I can not to get married. Promise never to get married. I've been married, and I'm just trying to help. Shabir's never been married? You never been married? What's your name? Michael? Well, Michael, if you ever think about getting married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, change your life, you do me a favor, Mike? Remember this face. Because if you get married, Mike, that's going to be your face everywhere. It's the face of every married man. He wakes up in the morning. It's the truth, man. He wakes up in the morning, he goes to the mirror, he looks in it, and goes, ah! What did I do to my life?
Sam did MTV Awards once, didn't he?
Is that right?
I'm trying to look it up. I thought Sam did it at least once.
Oh, man. A lot of funny guys.
Sam is truly an original.
Here are the top 25. Let's do the top 10. On the internet right here. Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Lenny Bruce, Woody Allen, Arsenio Hall, Chris Rock, Steve Martin, Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Cosby, Roseanne Barr, Eddie Murphy, Johnny Carson, Jerry Seinfeld, Robin Williams, Bob Newhart, Tim Conway, David Letterman, Ellen DeGeneres, Don Rickles, Jonathan Winters, Bill Hicks, and Sam Kennison. Denson Miller as well.
Bill Hicks was taken from us too early. He was a very funny guy.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to, George in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking the call. I think number one, just quickly, I think you're being a little hard on this guy. I don't know, what's his name, Russell Brand?
Yes.
Because, whatever. Let's not get all sensitive all of a sudden. I mean, he can't make fun of George Bush because he doesn't live in the United States.
We're kind of just having fun, though. But let me ask you, let me put it on you. Who would you put in his spot next year, or would you have him back?
Well, I think they put him in because he's hip with the young kids or whatever, but I would love to see, if they want to put an Englishman, they should put this guy called Ricky Gervais. He was in The Office, like the original Office. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I thought the original Office wasn't that great. I thought the American version of it's better.
Yeah. Well, I never knew he was a stand-up, and I saw on YouTube, I saw him do just a clip that is like Ricky Gervais on creationism.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Okay. You can just hang up.
And he's just talking about Genesis and the Bible, and he just rips it apart, and it's like the smartest thing I ever heard, and he's just brilliant. He's just really, really funny.
All right, dude. All right, thank you for calling. Bowen Torrance, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, how about Mitch Hedberg?
Mitch is funny.
Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah, Mitch
is funny.
Yeah.
I remember his favorite line. So my friend offered me a frozen banana. I said no. But then I said yes, because I wanted a regular banana later.
I think he's dead, isn't he? Did he die?
Yeah, he died of an overdose. I mean, but he was a great stand-up comedian.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Yeah, thank you for calling.
You know,
that's not a bad way to go.
How?
Completely high, you know?
Yeah. Now, Elvis high on the toilet?
I don't know if Elvis was with the pills, I think, wasn't he?
That's high, too.
But, I mean, yeah.
You're trying to give the pills a bye?
Yeah, but I don't think he died because he was high. I think he died of a heart attack. Well, I guess you die, you know, because of a heart attack when you're really high.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad way to go. I mean, you just got too high.
Yeah.
And you died, you know? I mean, there's worse ways to go. You can drown.
Oh, yes.
You can catch on fire. You can be caught in a fire and a traffic accident.
Which is the worst? You know, I saw somebody dog paddling and then they got rescued by a boat. Do you think to just realize your arms are tired and you're about to just die in this water or getting burned up?
Oh, I think getting burned up.
Really?
Yeah, that's got to be the worst way to go. Or maybe, 4.5 years in a hospice with your body on fire from cancer. That's not a great way to go either.
Did we switch topics? Because I'm suddenly so depressed.
All right, let's talk to Alex and Rashida. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude. Who do you like?
Well, actually, this is who I don't like. I think Carlos Mencia. And the reason for that is, first and foremost, he steals jokes. That's one thing.
Yes, apparently, this is Joe Rogan's cousin, Carlos.
Yeah, that's my cousin, man. And second of all, you know, the whole tittity, it's just kind of old. He needs to get new material, and it's kind of old, you know?
Yeah, I haven't seen his stand-up much, but, you know, I don't know whether he steals jokes or not. You know, I know that there are some comedians out there who claim that, you know, some very big comics, some very, you know, famous comics are joke stealers. And I don't know. Maybe I'm sure it goes on. I mean, you know, I say things on this show that I've heard from, you know, other comics. I always, like, try to give them a credit for it, or, you know, whenever I said, you know, I say something like that Steckler said, or...
So you have friends who are stand-ups and writers. There are a lot of people in the radio business that don't place as much emphasis on original joke writing as stand-ups do.
Right, that's true.
And I've seen, I think because of who some of your friends are, and by the way, who your dad is, I think you have a different respect for originality. But a lot of radio people could give a damn and do something they heard the night before on Letterman.
Oh, yeah, and it happens all the time. You know, you hear a guy, I know a guy that used to work here at the station who would steal somebody's joke or somebody's bit and not tell his partner, right, that he stole it. And his partner would go, man, that's really funny. That's, you know, really great. And then a guy would call up and go, yeah, I heard that last night on Leno. He goes, why wouldn't you effing tell me you heard it on Leno last night? Why would you steal a joke from Leno, a show that a lot of people watch, then tell it on the air and call it original? They got really pissed off at him.
And see, the stealing thing, when he brought up Mencia, and obviously I threw the Joe Rogan tag out there because you could go on Joe Rogan's website and see this whole little expose. Joe Rogan did almost like a Chris Hansen Dateline expose
on
joke stealing. Yeah, he writes so hard, he works so hard, and you feel like, why do I do this and you can do that? But he made a convincing case. Now, I know both of them, and I like both of them as people, but the little expose that Rogan did where he had people actually... this, you know, like telling, oh, here's my original shot of that joke, and then here's Carlos doing it years later. It was a really compelling kind of expose. You know?
I got to look at that. We used to have Russell. We used to have Joe Rogan in all the time before he ever got high or drunk or anything, because it was a time when he was into martial arts and working out and health food and, you know, running around with his dog. And then he smoked weed one day, got hooked, and his career really took off.
Well, you know what kind of weed it was? Just in case I feel like coming out of the house, you know, the other 6 days of the week.
Yeah, just like Randy Wang, man. I knew that guy before he got high.
Oh, Randy gets high now?
Randy Wang?
Yeah.
He gets high every day now.
Every single night.
Yeah. Really?
I knew him before he ever had one hit of a joint, ever. Well, he never had a smoke at all.
Well, first of all, I have to commend him because I came in and did Corona one morning, and he was here. Usually, when you start smoking, people know because you do less work. And I don't know what he's putting in his... Maybe he's putting some Diet Coke, you know...
I can tell when he emails me when he's stoned, though. Okay. Yeah, every word is capitalized, and it's some outrage at something that he's usually not that outraged about.
Like, I miss Jerry.
All right.
Bring him back.
Yeah, there are two types of comics, funny and unfunny. That's it. And who, in your opinion, falls into one of those two categories? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Speaking of stand-up comics,
we're Frangela.
We're in the studio here with one of the best
right,
ones. Yes, Arsenio Hall is with us. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 for you. All right. right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Yo, man, the caller, yes, thought I was pro-Bush. I'm just anti-brand.
Yes.
As far as politicians, Bush and all. See, I'm kind of a Republican.
Right.
I hate them all. I don't trust none of them. I hate them all. I don't think it's possible for them to be who they say they are, because you can't get elected if you're who you really would
choose to
be.
No, you can't.
Be.
You got to hide everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be a dog.
All right. Two types of comics, funny and unfunny. Jesse in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Well, Tim, I couldn't come across with any of the unfunny guys. But two of the guys that I really enjoy, one was when I was a kid, and one just passed away not long ago, but both of them are deceased. I used to really enjoy Flip Wilson when I was a kid. Man.
I love Flip Wilson, yeah.
Man. The devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really loved Bernie Mac, too, man.
Yeah.
You know,
all right, Jesse, we thank you for calling. Now, you know Bernie Mac, right?
Yeah,
you know
Bernie's a good brother. Can I tell you the first thing that comes to mind when you think about Bernie? You can tell a lot about a man, the man, not the artist, the man, by who's at his house when you knock on the door. Me and Bernie was standing in a line, New Talent Night, in 1979, Chicago, Illinois. He was with a woman that night. When he died, he was still with that woman.
With her, huh?
Yeah.
Holy
Bernie Mac
Christ.
Was a wonderful, wonderful guy. Had a great marriage. He was a wonderful example of what an American man should be and an American success story. He was a good, good guy.
You know, I did one of those Vegas commercials with him, for Consolidated Resorts. And I said to him, because of the truth, too, I said, I love your TV show. I talked to him on the phone. I never met him in person.
He parented a lot like you.
Is that right?
I know you've said many times, hey, I'll beat you till I can see the white meat.
But I said to him on the phone the first time and the only time I ever talked to him or met him, I said, I'm a huge fan of yours. I just want to let you know that I think you're sensational. He says, when are you coming to Vegas next? And I said, I don't know, sometime in the next month or so, I imagine. He says, do me a favor. I'm going to give you my cell phone number. You call me, and I'm staying at the Flamingo Hilton. I'll put you up there, take you to the show. We'll have dinner, and we'll enjoy the weekend. Bring your wife, bring the kids, whoever. I mean, I never met the guy.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he was,
That was Bernie, man.
Wow. That's an unusual dude, man, and a very, very funny guy.
Good brother. He was sick a lot near the end of his life, but he continued to surge forth doing his show, working out in his dressing room. I remember he had weights at one point. He was working out, staying strong and everything, and I was hoping he'd pull through it all. But he's in a better place. That's what my grandmother used to always say.
You know, I was thinking about that in heaven. Are you allowed to smoke cigarettes in heaven?
You know, I think they have a section.
They do.
Yeah, I think they have.
You got to leave.
You have to step outside
the pearly gates.
Yes. You know, that's the truth, though. Trust me. My dead relatives have visited me and say they treat you mean if you smoke.
I wonder if you're a heroin addict or a coke addict, if you can still do coke or buy heroin in heaven.
You know, I think somewhere up there, Hendrix can take you to a place.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if when you get up there, you know who to look for? You know, it's like, hey, where's the lead singer for The Doors? I hear he has a great place up here.
All right, let's talk to, how about Nicholas in Claremont? You're on 97.1.
Tammy Conway Jr., man.
What's up, dude?
Look at you, dude.
Thanks.
Arsenio, loving you, man.
Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Yo. Hey, but on the real, this is real, you guys. I'm talking about Brian David Whitman.
Oh, yeah.
Funny,
very
funny guy.
Does a lot of voices that make you laugh.
Yeah.
He's got it going on, man. For being a chubby guy, he's got it.
Well,
he's a radio guy, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah, the best voice impersonation guy in the history of radio, in my opinion.
Yes.
I don't know anybody in radio, TV, or film who can do a better impersonation than Brian Whitman. Nobody. Nobody.
Now, you know what? It seems like impressionists can't be found much anymore. Is it a dying art form? Because back when we were coming up, there was Frank Gorshin and Rich Little and George Kirby. There were so many impressionists. Now, if I say name me a current hot impressionist, I don't know if you could name one.
Yeah, I don't think there's
Maurice LaMarche.
Who's the guy? Yeah, Maurice LaMarche is unbelievable.
He's very good.
But who's the guy? Danny Gans?
Oh, from Vegas.
Yeah, that guy signed like a $50 million deal or something.
Yeah, he's special.
Danny Gans. Special. Have you seen his act?
I've seen a little bit of it. If you know, I stood in back and watched him when I was actually in Vegas and watched a minute, and then.
Any good?
He's very good, yeah. Man. You know what? Hey, the kind of paper they're giving him.
He's gotta be good.
I was like, I know this guy is curing cancer and doing a good Reagan, you know, because they gave him a crazy check.
All right, how about Sal? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, dude.
You're a big stud. And Arsenio, big fan, dog.
Thanks, man.
Hey, one of the most underrated, I'm not going to say he's the best of all time, but he's the best right now, is Cat Williams.
Cat Williams?
Now, have you seen Cat work? Have you seen him, too?
No.
I've seen Cat Williams, like, probably five times. And even when, like, you know, like, when all the other weed jokes are, like, get really old, he could come out with some fresh stuff.
What's his act?
Tim, I'm going to bring you a DVD. Cat Williams is a brother who has a pressed hairstyle that comes maybe a little above the shoulders. You've probably seen. Oh, you know where you saw him? He hosted a Flavor Flav roast on Comedy Central.
Oh, I know who that guy is. Kind of a short guy, talks
a lot about pimping and a little bit about smoking that herb. And he's a funny dude.
Yeah, he is a funny guy. Mike and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Hey, current impressionist, first off, Jay Moore, probably one of the only guys out there
that really does great
impressions.
Yeah, Jay Moore's great.
Bad actor, too. Bad comedians. Great personas. They got great personas, bad comedians. Roseanne Barr and Larry the Cable Guy. Great idea as who the funny persona, bad comedy.
I've never seen Larry the Cable Guy do stand-up, but I've seen Roseanne do stand-up, and I thought that was pretty good.
Roseanne, back in the day, I'm telling you, she broke ground. I mean, I remember the night she walked on The Tonight Show, and I'm a domestic goddess.
Right.
You know, and she was writing. She was really bringing her pen and way ahead of her time. I think she was good. He might have to rethink that. Larry?
Yeah, you got to look at some old Roseanne stuff. It's great.
I've seen Larry. Larry's good, too.
Yeah. All right, speaking of good, nobody better than Arsenio Hall, and he's here every Wednesday. So tune in every single Wednesday for Arsenio Hall. 9 o'clock, we're going to do news with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, McCain still can't control his temper, and Eddie Murphy has some exciting new movie news. We'll talk about this and more after
the break. I'm going to go outside and smoke a cigarette.
I hope somebody does, because it smells like a fart in here again.
Tim,
and those orange peels aren't helping anymore.
Tim, what is Jaycon feeding you at home?
I see you grabbing your crotch and squirming around in that chair over there, man.
That has nothing to do with how hungry or how my bowels are. That's another problem.
Right.
Oh, my pee burns.
Maybe that's what it is. All right. It's time for the David Letterman Top 10 List, the top 10 perks of being a NASCAR driver. That's the ticket, huh?
That's the funniest guy there is. John Hurt. Yeah, that's the ticket.
The top 10 perks of being a NASCAR driver.
NASCAR.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.